was pretty great. Honestly, had a good productive summer. When I got to work out, got a little off time to be able to relax and just really get off my feet. So now, July 25th came so fast. The month of July actually really did come fast. But everything went good, man.
Has Chip? Have you met with Chip and talked to him yet? And if so, any message from there?
No, I haven't saw him so far. I'm sure I'll see him pretty soon. We got to go take the conditioning test soon. So definitely look forward to seeing him. And, you know, the rest of the coaches. I only seen a couple coaches just came in, did physicals and things like that. So everything's so good. Now ready to go hit the field.
Especially the way last year ended.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, motivation and something you think about coming in this year?
Oh, yeah, very motivated. Not only myself, the rest of the team. I think, everybody's up for a great year. The new additions and the new changes, new players around. So, the energy's, at a high level right now. To finish 4-12 last year is definitely embarrassing for this organization and for, the team. So, anything we could do to really erase that and have people forgive that and just move forward and have a great, a year to produce and just go out there and, have fun, have a lot of success. Give the fans something to cheer for.
What can you and Macklin do in this offense?
Oh, honestly, man, sky's the limit. Not only us two, McCoy, Selleck, Avant. I mean, it's just, from A to Z, I think, it's a big difference. Nothing bad to say about Coach Reed's offense and his system and Marty Morinwood, but, just the way Chip Kelly's coming in, with Pat Sherman and things like that, I just think they installed something very good here. So, we're very excited. We're anxious to go out there. We was able to tease with it all season a little bit, but I think, now – training camp, closer to the season, preseason, things like that. I think everything is going to, take off real fast. So we're ready.
Deshaun, you said you think Vic's going to be the starter. Why do you feel that way?
Oh, well, really, honestly, I just really took a guess, took an honest opinion that came from myself. We still have to go to practice and, see what that's going to be like starting tomorrow. But the competition level is great. I think, we have four great quarterbacks that can all contribute to, helping us win. And, at the end of the day, like I say, Vic's been here. He's been, going on 11, 12 years, whatever it is. And, I just think he's accomplished some great things. So it's, his maturity level, he's, matured a lot since, his situation happened, since him coming out of jail and things like that. So, that was just an honest opinion for myself. But once again, we don't know yet, so we'll see how that goes.
So, Sean, after four wins last year, mm-hmm. You look at this roster now, does this team have what it takes to be a winner?
For sure. I definitely think this team has what it takes. I still feel we're a top team in the NFL. Like I said before, it's nothing in my mind that just, taking me away from that. I feel, throughout the board and throughout our lineup, we have people that could get the job done. And, they have been getting the job done for a long time in this NFL. So, like I say, once again, we're just ready to go out there. And, with the new additions and the new coaches and players, we're just ready to, gel together as a team and see what we could do and see how far we could go.
Did you feel obligated to talk to Nick, or did you talk to him since you've been back
I don't feel obligated at all, but definitely he's a good friend of mine. So, he understands, what I said and, what I basically, put out there. But, Nick's a great player. Nothing to take away from himself. Never said anything bad about him. It was just opinion that I thought. But, Foles is a good quarterback as well. So, regardless of who the starting quarterback is going to be, we'll be able to go out there and get a job.
Do you like that whoever wins has to prove it on the field?
Oh, for sure. Regardless of who wins at the end of the day, they still have to produce. Everybody. It's not only the quarterbacks. It's, throughout every position. If there's somebody that could do a better job and could go out there and, play on the field, then regardless if they get it now or, throughout the middle of the season, throughout the end of the season, you still got to uphold a great, play and go out there and, just do things right on and off the field. That's my other style, man. That's something I like doing. I'm definitely a young kid that was born and raised where I came from, so that's what's in me. And not to say I don't have a great time and have fun, have a snoop in my videos and things like that. I'm able to really understand the business and, it's definitely not an easy business to be in, just like football. No business when you, work so hard and, have so many escalators once you get to a certain point. It's still interesting.
That's your future then, right?
maybe. You never know. We'll see how it works.